Where are questions?
Just live there, sir. The lock.
No, we have three people yet questions.
Oh, that I didn't know.
American.
Those I don't know. We are in another day.
Really? Share and question. No. Okay. You are question only. Maybe this is some heart hearers view. When they sing the banda, for example, they know nothing. This is their idea. Gauri Vibhuda is teaching. There is Lokotra Sikha, Supra Mandi Sikha. Four parts consciousness and four position consciousness. Gauri Vibhuda, every consciousness has the characteristic of cognizing any object. There is no consciousness which does not know any object. So because of this reason, but inclusion knowledge realize the Bible. But according to their idea, when they say they know nothing, which is because they do not understand from Vanga Maestri always speak previous past near that moment of that. This is really karma or karma nivedha, sign of karma, or nivedha, destination sign. One of these three objects always take the Buddha method, but when they are already practiced with the origination, other than only they understand, this Buddha method takes this repast object, near that moment in previous life. There is one sign, karma or karma nivedha or destination sign. One of these three signs, this is the object of Vanga Maestri. Let's continue. They do not, such Mahaviras usually they do not practice to be a destination. Because of this reason, they do not understand this Vanga Maestri takes this function. So they say they know nothing. Why? Usually, when they operate, they say diligently for many days and then the tiredness of the year. Because of tiredness, many Buddha mind moments are successfully arising, but they will for a long time. So they think this is no Buddha. No any other object. Okay?
Niroda Samapati, the difference, would they would still have consciousness during that time as well?
No.
Niroda Samapati is another way of attaining. It has no consciousness, it is not consciousness, it has no object. But it is only for Nagamis and Rahas only. No, for Suhudi. Only Arahas or Nagamis who have already attained eight attainments, they can enter this Niroda attainment, cessation attainment. Because he must contemplate Pajjana Dhamma as Nisha, Dhukha, Nanda, then Srinjana, Kasana, Kupana, Akinchinya, Agasani, Jairana, Jana, the base of all the scriptures. Then Vinyani, Jairana, Jana, the base of the all that consciousness channel. After that, we must enter into Akinchinayana channel. Nothingness channel. Imagine for nothingness channel, we must do Rejana Sutra. After that, we re-enter into the Vedanta session, the Lumba session channel, one or two moments or and they reach, they touch the cessation of attainment. This is for Nagami and Arhats only. And then they, according to their previous praya determination, or 1 day or 2 day or seven up to 7 days, my movements completely cease. This is there of the immediate no after. This is a cessation only. When they do this, they mean because anagamis as well as arahats, they always see adhimant materiality and adhimant mentality. Always, they always see parishan, both internally and externally. Whenever they pay attention, they see this only cessation only, parishan. For a long time, for many days or for many years, they see this parishan still. Because of this reason, they begin to go. Because of this reason, they don't want to see this parishan. So they do this cessation and they meet temporarily.
So the consciousness, this is what's confusing me. There's a consciousness that knows Nibbana, because you say this is part of the fruition consciousness, the pala. Consciousness, and this is still nama that exists, or
consciousness is still nama. The object is no rupa, no nama. The object is nibbana.
Would you please repeat the question? Read when you answer.
He says he has never heard about kalabas and the sogas. First zero. The explanation for this question will be fit and clear. I want to ask you one question. United Kingdom, this is for what? United Kingdom government, Grisha government, English government, these three words, how do you think they have same meaning or different meaning? Okay, see. I want to explain you, help you study Mahārāhuḷa Vara Sutta. Mahārāhuḷa Vara Sutta. In Mahārāhuḷa Vara Sutta as well as in Mahāhadi Bhadhāpama Sutta, and then taking up with the Sutta. They are Buddha teach six types of element meditation. Six types of element are what? An element. Water element, fire element, wet element. This is one. Four elements. Another is consciousness element. Punyana dhatu. Another is akasa dhatu. Space element. What is space?
What is space? Mahārāhuḷa Sutta, they talk about the... I can't remember, but according to Kalapa, there would be the stage in between the Kalapas, yes.
So, Kalabandhara Parishita Rupa. Kalabandhara Parishita Rupa means this space distinguished from delimiting the Kalapas, not to mix to each other. So this space means nothing but the boundary of Kalapas only. So Buddha teach, you must try to see the boundary of Kalapas. This is the same meaning, you must try to see Kalapas. United Kingdom and British government, they are the same. United Kingdom government, British government, they have the same meaning. In the same way only, Buddha taught Agasa to see, you should try to see Agasa space element. What is the meaning of space element? Space element is nothing but the boundary of Kalapas only. If you see boundary of Kalapas, you will see Kalapas only. Is it true? Yes, this only. But another meaning I want to explain is in many sutras in Salarana, Varda, Sayoda, Buddha teach Chakongja Bhajanadi, Rubecha Bhajanadi, Yencha Dhubya, Padecha Ubejadi, Chaku Vinyana, Dencha Bhajanadi, etc. You must try to understand Chaku. You must try to understand Rupa Kala. You must try to understand Chaku Vinyana. In this way, you must try to understand Chaku Sampasa. You must try to understand the way on Chaku Sampasa, there arise three types of Vinyana feeling, Sukha, Sukha or Adhokamba Sukha. These feelings you must try to understand in this way, Buddha teach. So that Kana Jiva, in the same way, Buddha teach six truths. What is Chakku? How do you understand Chakku? Eye sensitivity or eye transparency? How do you know this transparency? For example, in your eyeball, please move your eye. Can you move? Depending on your mind, your eyeball, we can say this is, here is mind produced kalapa. This is one. And another is, do you feel your eye keep or go? That keep and go is temperature. Then if you take any food suitable for eye, then your eye begin clear. If you eat unsuitable food to your eye, begin not clear. So there, we can say there is a mind produced kalapa. As well as temperature produce kalapa, nutritive essence produce kalapa. Again, if you touch your eye, do you feel? Yes, body transparency, body sensitivity. Depending on body sensitivity, body consciousness are within our mind. So that also, body take it kalapa. Okay? Differentiate, this is male's eye, this is woman's eye. In this way you can differentiate point. There's sex to get clava. So these clavas all together, not only eye that get clava, but also there are also other different types of clavas. How you can differentiate this one? Because bodies that get clava, there are 10 types of clava. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and light faculty and the body transparency. That body transparency also transparent, radiant, transparent, and dark. In the same way, eye transparency also, and dengue level there are ten. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence. Life faculty and eye transparency, all together they are there. How you can differentiate this is eye transparency, this is body transparency, how you can differentiate? Without seeing kalabas, you cannot differentiate. My meaning is, if you cannot differentiate, you cannot understand this is eye transparency, this is orange transparency, you cannot understand. The way of eye transparency, eye consciousness Christ. The way of body transparency, body consciousness Christ. They are different ways. But same place, within same place, they are different ways. How you can differentiate? Without seeing colors, you cannot differentiate. This is one reason. Buddha teach, you must try to understand eye transparency. What is transparency? Eye transparency. What is eye transparency? How do you understand? Eye transparency means the transparency of four elements only. Here, white color. Of which white color? This is there for cup. This cup's color only. There must be some substance. Transparent, yeah, that glass is transparent. There must be glass. Without glass, how we can say this is transparent? In the same way, water is transparent. There must be water, substance. Without water, how we can say there is transparent? It is transparent. So, in the eye, there is transparency. What is transparent? The transparency of four elements only. Four elements. Transparency, four elements color, four elements smell, four elements taste, etc. Nothing. So, within same color, but without seeing four elements, you cannot understand eye transparency, body transparency, etc. But If you see kalapa, body color, body black kalapa also transparent. Eye black kalapa also transparent in your eye. Both are transparent. How you can get it very straight? There is another opposite object. Color object always impinges on the eye transparency. But tangible object always impinges on the body transparency. Color object never impinges on the body transparency. Tangible object never impinges on the eye transparency. So without seeing kalapas, you cannot differentiate this. But Buddha teaches, you must try to understand body transparency, tangible objects, and this way Buddha also taught. You must try to understand chakku, you must try to understand visible data, and this way also Buddha taught. So how you can differentiate without seeing kalapas? So this is very important. To understand the exact meaning of Buddha's teaching, you must try systematically. How do you practice? This is the only one, only, the only way of it. Tadda bhagava rupa gamathana kishinda sikheva manasi gara vasena va vaitharam manasi gara vasena va satim dhaju bhavathana kishinda. Five practicing samatha, there are 40 samatha meditation subjects, it is true. While practicing vipassana, there are only two meditation subjects. Rupa gamathana and rupa gamathana. Materiality, meditation subject. Immateriality, meditation subject. Only two. When Buddha is founding materiality is a meditation subject, he usually teaches only two ways. Four elements meditation and brief ways. Four elements meditation and vata ways. These two ways only. If you practice systematically, four elements meditation. One day when you are concentrated, is enough, then you will see transparency of your body. At the time, according to Buddha's instruction, if you try to understand, to penetrate boundary of kalapa space, then you will see space. As soon as you see space, you will see kalapa. Same meaning. Okay. Another is, some teachers say that a single kalapa cannot be known by known bodhas. The same is said about the mental. What that hero is going to be text and other meditators. So, Sabhambekhoe. Anavijana, Abhrijana, Abhirajana, Abhijaha, Abhava, Dukkhatyaya, in this reported text. This is also one reason. Another reason is, what is the meaning? Without understanding all materiality and all mentality by way of three full understanding, by direct knowledge, three prajna. Yada prajna, tirana prajna, Pahana Vrinya. Yada Vrinya means you must find full understanding by your direct knowledge, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and they are projects. According to knowledge states, Vipassana Jnana states, this is Namarupa Vrikshira Jnana and Pichandrika Jnana. You find the ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and they are projects. This is called Yada Vrinya. Tirana Vrinya means Samasana Jnana and Uriyavya Jnana. You must try to understand nature, dukkha, anatta, nature of this ultimate materiality and mentality and their process. Both Uriya and Hoya, rising states and perishing states. These two you must try to understand and contemplate as nature, dukkha, anatta. Such type of knowledge is called Tirana Vrinya. Pahana Vrinya is from the Vrinya Jnana to Abdupat Jnana knowledge. This is called Pahana Vrinya. Pahana Vrinya means from the dissolution, only Bhagavata, very gentle. Very gentle, you must try to understand this original materiality and mentality. And then, you must contemplate the Asadita Tattva matter. The whole of Vipassana, inside knowledge is a whole Pahala Prajna. From Bhagavata to Abhupatyana. So, without understanding, when you want direct knowledge, by way of Pre-Prajna, this all mentality and materiality, you cannot realize the Bhagavata, and this will protect us. In the same way, in Siddhanta Yoga, there are many sutras for the sages. Without penetration, for no words, you cannot realize the Bhagavata. You cannot escape from the ground of Prajna. And this way also protect us. Because of this reason, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. Buddha also knows only one type of, 20 types of materiality, only Buddha talks. 52 mental factors, only Buddha talks. 89 types of consciousness, only Buddha talks. Except this is my understanding, this is your understanding, this is your knowledge, this is my knowledge, in this way, he has no differentiate. Differentiation is the area of area limitation. For example, in your body, maybe about 32 kilograms, if we crush into...
Tell me about the material produced by consciousness and its function and the lifespan. Function means activity of material produced by consciousness. It's a rupa and ayu and activity of the
ayu.
So, lifespan of the material produced by consciousness.
So, for example, here, this is hand and this hand sits. Feeling, searching, feeling, searching. This is connected with mind. So, to see this nature, first you must try to understand mind. That mind is usually arise depending on heart base, especially mind-cognitive process. This can produce this such, we call bodily intimation, kaya vanyati. How they occur? First, they must try to discern ultimate materiality, the whole body. And then they must try to discern ultimate mentality again. After that, intentionally they should not pay attention inside their heart. And then, but they should not pay attention behind. They should pay attention here only. But he should do. And then he should do stretching in this way. That feeling, desire to bend, desire to stretch, this desire, mind consciousness, he must try to see first. And then, if he saw this mind, that mind produce kalapa spreading throughout body. Secondly, he should try to see this kalapa. Then again, he must analyze this kalapa. In each kalapa, there are 8 types of materiality. When he saw this 8 types of materiality, again he must emphasize this area. He must do in this way, in that way, bending and stretching again. At the day, up to this area, he shows and he sees, he will see only here are kalapas. But there are 4 types of kalapas. Karma, bone materiality, karma produce materiality, mind bone materiality, mind produce materiality, temperature bone materiality, temperature produce materiality, nutrient essence bone materiality, or nutrient essence produce materiality. There are 4 types. He should try to discern these 4 types of materiality. Again, if he can discern in this area, this 4 types of materiality, he must try again to see this consciousness. That consciousness Desire do sex also produce, by produce kalapas. If we analyze these kalapas, in each kalapa there are eight types of materiality. About eight types, while with element, this is predominant sadha. That which element produce bodily intimation. If you are trying to see this bodily intimation again. So, eight types of materiality plus bodily intimation together, nine types. Among these nine types of materiality, while element is very powerful in this state. Because of this power, other four types of material energies, they do not produce same place. They produce changing different places in this world. He should try to see why this they arise in different places. Because of why of element produce bodily intimation. Bodily intimation directs the four types of material energy to rest in different places in this way. Then they should try to see only in this process. So that he will understand. Mind produces such type of bodily intimation and movement.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's another question given by Bhikkhu. When first Yadav, could you please explain about Yuganadha Bhavana and how one practices the Yuganadha Bhavana?
Is within this Yuganadha Bhavana is for Sumatanyanika person. Who is in Jhana? They already practice Dharma Rupa in the very origination. After that, when they are practicing Vipassana, they should contemplate all Nama Rupas as Nishatruka Nata. After contemplating all mentality, materiality as Nishatruka Nata, then they choose Sanatama. Sanatamas means they re-establish their jhana concentration. For example, Pachana. They re-establish Pachana concentration again. This is Samatha. But they must quickly emerge from jhana, and then they must contemplate jhana dhammas as Nishatruka Nata. This is Vipassana. Then they must re-establish again jhana concentration again. This is Samatha. Emerging from second jhana concentration, they must contemplate second jhana dhammas as Nishatruka Nata. This is Vipassana. So Samatha and Vipassana go together. It eliminates all action. In this way, they practice Yuganadha. But in some cases, that Samatha means not jhana only. But Vipassana Samadhi, Vipassana concentration also for Vipassana jhana. When they are called Vipassana jhana, the reason is when contemplating mentality and materiality is as Nishatruka Nata, that contemplation knowledge, especially Vipassana knowledge, is associated with the other usually the four mental formations, and the three mental formations in such Vipassana. So among these 34 or 33 mental formations, there are five Chandrakritas already. Vijayaka, obligation, vichara, sustainment, piti, joy of maybe happiness, sukha, bliss, sovanasangurana. And then one point in this is the Vijayaka concentration. These five Chandrakritas are always associated with Vipassana jnana. Because of this reason, this concentration also be called jnana and pachana. In pachana, Vidama, Bhagavad says this is also jnana. So such type of jhana concentration also in some cases they call samatha. So samatha and vipassana go together, yes.
Thank you very much. That's another question. Venerable Sayadaw, could you please tell me if meditator develop kasina loka or in light of vipassana, can he remind about the past life? for next future life.
For the well means there are two kinds, vijnana also for the well. For vijnana, those vijnana, this is liberation of partner, this is for the well. And vijnana is specially based on kasinas. We must practice in kasinas, especially in kasinas, from between kasinas to kasinas to padata kasina, by kasina. These eight types of kasinas, in each kasina, eight types of kasinas, they must find their language. They must re-establish their concentration during the important ways. Why by design? So, this kasina concentration is always associated with Western pathology. Sumatha, Nyana. That Western pathology also been produced from our public life. Especially, Vodhata Gashina, White Gashina, Kedva Gashina, Paya Gashina, Aloga Gashina, Light Gashina. These three types of Gashina produce very strong power for the life. With the assistance of that light also given, reflect on, begin, Jason, the first Navarupa of five days, of first experiences, first existences on the mind. This is one. In the same way, in Kichinya Sutta, in the thought, one person, one meditator also can Jason, five days, five clinging days, in Rubo, also in the Badana, in this way. In my previous life, such and such rupa has been occurred. And this way, they can decide in this way, for the first. Kumari is raised in this so that Buddha is your main vinyana. Buddha has my only upasana. This is the teaching of Sutta, of Sahaja Nivaya, Kadavaga Sahaja. So, upasana, Western pathology also presentation, first cause, right? First causes produce present effect. Present causes also produce future. The immediate examples are crying vipassaka. Crying vipassaka means they do not practice samatha. They directly practice vipassana only. They are also sukha vipassaka. Who has no chara. Right, we can say that Anhas. This Anhas also understand follower truth. Without understanding, without brilliant faith, follower truth, they can not be the Anhas. Second over truth one is the divided origination, Samuya Sita. So they also penetrate this Samuya Sita. First causes produce present effect. Present goes out to the future of it, in this way the Anhas can wear. Because of this reason, Vipassana knowledge also can be sent first from this. But they do not discern my maybe three first lives.
Thank you very much. Just another question. Could you please tell me the difference between Upasamanusati Samadhi, Animitta Keto Vimukti Samadhi, Magga Pala Samadhi?
When we are visiting in Vipassana, we use the term for nature-related, super-related, sukha-related, adha-related. Nature, sukha, adha, sukha. Such numerical art does not appear. And that's Samadhi. This is especially the parent of Vipassana Samadhi. Animita Samadhi. This Samadhi is called Chajavubhati because they relinquish temporarily opposite the final one. Because of this reason, they are called Animita Samadhi. Upasamanasati is especially fixed for global life, real person. When they are experiencing Nibbana as object, they establish this Prasamabhadi, they re-establish the Prasamabhadi, But they do not yet satisfy. And that experience, they nirvana with pollution attainment, they again try taking this nirvana as object. And they pay attention. Idam sanda, idam samida. Idam sanda means this is peaceful. Idam samida means this is sadhana. One way is Buddha, one way also not. If they pay attention, idam sanda, this is peaceful, peaceful. Then the whole day or the whole hour they can stay with facing this peaceful nirvana as object. That peaceful feeling. That another is panida, sublime. If they will addition sublime, they taking this nirvana as object, they will be addition sublime, sublime. The whole day or the whole hour can be sublime. In this way they feel them. Who say attainment is, they must contemplate the birth of the past. Maybe Chana Dhamma or any Dhamma Dhamma or any Rupa Dhamma as any kind of Dhamma. When contemplating in this way, because of previous practice, means they already attained up to fruition attainment. So because of this reason, very soon if they incline to this attainment, then they re-establish this attainment. Okay. This is fruition attainment. That fruition attainment, they do nothing, they can give up as open, that's seeing only. So because of this reason, they no, there's no addition. The Ubas Manusri also saying they can this Nirvana as object, but they add another one. They can send them out with them to the other
section
in this.
Question in English medium. Venerable Siyadol, please explain the difference between Upachara Samadhi and the lower Appana Samadhi. Abhidhamma talks of three types of first jhanas. The lowest inferior type makes it possible to go in and out of jhana frequently to the point fibers adverting consciousness fires in between accidents. I don't know what they I couldn't understand. Therefore, anyway, after that, if there is one is able to perceive sound, touch, etc. Some say Appana Samadhi is no sound, where Upachara has sound. Please explain.
You mean this is an Arabian Mahamoglana. He tried this channel after becoming Arhat. The reason is on the full moon day of maybe 10 February. On the full moon day, Venerable Sariputta to be Upadesha. Upadesha meets with Venerable Asati in the Rajagaha, one going for Amsara. And then he follow after the Venerable Asati. After me, he asked one question about the mother. Venerable Asati teach him, Yirmahi Bhubha Bhava Jeta Hei Santa Tadito Aha Sutra Maskanda. But I listen to this Sreda Hidhuji Sarabhana. Then he went back to his monastery, Sintya Vilaka Pogas monastery. Then he taught this Sreda to Venerable Mahamoglana. Venerable Mahamoglana also Hidhuji Sarabhana. After that, in the evening, bringing there 250 disciples, they went to Valivana Vihara. And then they all began to eat the food. But the many disciples on that day began to rahat. But Venerable Mahamoglana and Venerable Sariputta, they must continue to practice because they are see, the sacred hope is very helpful, so they must practice again. Because of this reason, the Venerable Muhammad Bhana went to Mali. One thing is Kanawala Oga Kamba. He practiced without sleeping for 7 days. So sleepiness overwhelmed him. And then Buddha visited to him and teach Pachaya Manga Sutta. In that Pachaya Manga Sutta, Buddha teaches him to practice Aloka Kasina. And Aloka Kasina is the foundation of this Abhinyana. Abhinyana is specially defined by Vipachak Abhinyana's foundation. He practiced the Kasina of the fourth channel. And strong powerful light appear because of this light, sleepiness disappear. Other than he continued his vipassana meditation, and then he began Aga. On the day, without sleeping, he went to Niyadhagaha. What is this one? Sapini Gadepa. On the brink of Sapini Gadepa, he re-entered his fourth channel, Sundarajana again. When he is entering into fourth channel, and then Dhanisara, three Dhanisaras elephants are playing in the same Vada. They attack to each other, they make a lot of noise. That sounds attack to him. Then he went to the Buddha and found this problem. So, because, what is the reason? Gomadhi expressed this is the reason is because he did not yet practice Paibhasari. This is the reason. Because within 7 days he practiced only Vipassana, without sleeping. Then he, after becoming Arahat, as soon as becoming Arahat, he established this fourth channel. He did not yet practice Paibhasari. So, because of this reason, when the sound attack this ear, throat and vital, they quickly be immersed from jhana. But object is still there. His concentration is still good. So he re-established his concentration again and then into jhana. And he was also attacking to each other, quarreling there. Then because of this reason, this sound attack again and then immersed. What is the reason? The reason is because of Paibhasari. He did not yet practice Paibhasari. So if they practice Paibhasari, they cannot hear also. But if they are not yet, Paibhasari is not okay. And then occasionally, when the very powerful sound attached to their idol or mindo, they will emerge from China, out of China. Object is there. They pay attention again. They end up making China again very quick. So, my meaning is China object is. For example, if he brightens the Kasina, Kasina is his object, China object. No song is China object. All brightness is Anabana. Anabana Nimanda is his China object. No, the song is not his object. If he hear, the mind is very quick. So, object also still here. He also still pay attention to this object, but concentration is not yet deep enough to maintain this concentration for a long time. Because of this reason, we must re-establish pain. So, this is the idea of sorrow.
Is it same even in Kashyana?
What is the difference between, the question says, what is the difference between this type of jhana, you know, one of the four jhanas, where it's inferior, there's no five mastery, there's inferior type jhana, apana samadhi, but five door averting consciousness, come, five door sounds, can hear sounds, but quickly enter in. Some people say that if you can hear sounds, this is upachara samadhi. What is the difference between upachara samadhi and this inferior?
Maybe upachara samadhi is object also, this kasina or maybe anapana, etc. Which jhana they are practicing? For example, if they are practicing kasina, kasina is upachara samadhi is object. If they are practicing anapana, anapana nimitta is upachara samadhi is object only. No, the song is there, the satisfaction of the object.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe concentration is very deep, right? Concentration is very deep.
Yes, another question. Member Siago, could you please tell me how does one know when it stops samatha practice and begin vipassana? It is the lower apana samadhi of each of the four dana buddhina.
This is the will and the air, the jaya and the aparam. So when they don't want to break into samatha for a longer, they take various of you like that, purported this coming, he must practice after the attainment of hardship. He want to practice quickly unto hardship. So they base some, they take as a foundation for one person, excess concentration only. Some, functional concentration. Some, vigilant concentration. Some, tactile concentration. Some, functional. So they do not yet satisfy, they go to unto immediate jhana. Except Veda perception, non-known perception, jhana, other jhanas can be the condition of the person. So any jhana is possible. Excess concentration also possible. But preliminary concentration they do not mention. Why? It is very weak, it is not good, it is so powerful, enough light. To Jesa and to the materiality in it, and to the mentality.
There's another question. Remember, Siyadu, please tell me. One teacher claims that a real limited does not have any of the five senses, and that if one hears sound, then one should not focus on what they see, even though the seeing object is the sum as the breath. Is this good for practice
and progress?
And progress?
I do not understand
the word. Is the same as the breath. If the breath is the same as the nimitta, the nimitta is the seeing object is the same as the breath. The nimitta is the breath is the nimitta. But they hear sounds. One teacher says you should still focus on the breath. He says if you hear sounds, then it's not the real nimitta. He says you should focus on the breath only. Is this correct?
Maybe your question is so clear. Maybe here the meaning is the breath is becomes limited when concentration develops. And then they, for beginners, limited is very not stable because concentration is not yet enough to maintain limited. So sometimes he may be addition to the breath, sometimes he may be addition to the limited in this state. But when the nimitta becomes sila, then they should focus on the nimitta only. When practicing anapana, they must focus on the anapana, and then also they should not be addition to self. When practicing, when focusing on the nimitta, when the breath becomes nimitta, and then also they should not be addition to self. It is better to, when they are focusing on the breath, they should focus on the breath object only. When they are focusing on the nimitta, they should focus on the nimitta only, not any other object. It is better. In the same way, when they are re-establishing jhana concentration, they should focus on the nimitta only. It is better. But some may be occasionally appear, we should be there. This is their order because their concentration is not yet not powerful. When concentration becomes powerful, concentration will cover a whole sentence, only mind only will focus. Other doors will be closed, and then they will not hear any sound. But this is very rare case.
Thank you very much. There's another one more question. Venerable Siyadu, some people believe that if they hear the bell at the end of the meditation session, that they never had apana samadhi. Is this true, Bhante?
We did not say exactly. In the image, the whole ringing bell, there may be jhana concentration apana samadhi, but near ringing bell or maybe one ringing bell, maybe is much for jhana. This is also causing bell. So we did not exactly say that. Completely they do not yet attain jhana. This is also possible. So they are very possibilities.
Thank you very much. And that all the questions given by the people. So any other question?
Question is, I explain something about how to do past life. How would this look like in future life?
Same procedure. Hebrews in German is they must first enter internal and externally. No matter what modality, materiality. After they finally agree with materiality and modality, they should intersect inside their heart. No matter what moment. After they finally, no matter what, in this case, they should play power, not perform. Power also to live. So power, they should be at least in Namaruba, 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 up to near that moment. Near that moment, in the same way, there are three objects. If that material has any future life, future existence, then near that moment, there are three signs, karma or karma nilaya or kadi nilaya. Karma is one type of wholesome karma. For meditators, in this case, wholesome is impossible. Wholesome karma. Another, for example, jhana concentration, jhana karma, etc. Up here. Karma nimitta is sign of karma. Sign of karma is, especially if they are practicing vipassana, they contemplate dhamma, rupa, as nisa, dukkha, nada. So this Nama, Rupa, Vidalati, Madhirati are the sign of concentration, sign of this karma. This Vidalati is Nisa Nisa, Dukkha Nisa, Nada Nisa, also Bodhivara. Another Bodhivarati is Jhana, Jhana object. For example, when practicing Kasina Jhana, they are that proximate community process of the object. That community process object is moving Jhana object. Maybe by Kasina or Anabana. Anabana Mubeja maybe. This is sign of concentration. This is in Mubeja, the sign of destination also possible. That Vedira is Shiva to go to Jivava, that sign of the Or Brahmava, Brahma sign, Brahma Vimana, nation of the air. So such sign also possible. But usually, many meditators reprise this vipassana, so the object of vipassana is possible. And then, if future life is sure to begin, then, because of this karma, after death, the sixth consciousness appears in another new, even the same mind movement will appear. And then, we can see this future life. This is not possible. But for some meditators, it is not sure. No sure means there are two types of dual ones in Abhidhamma. This is real Vichima Vigga and artificial Vichima Vigga. Vichima Vigga means the persons who have last life. Some persons who have last life is not sure, not definite. For example, in Dhammapada community, there is one story about Mahajana Siddhi Buddha. Great Sasharan's son. One day when they meet with Buddha, after that they are very old, meaning possibility is more than 90 years and nearly 100 years old. After that only they meet with Buddha. After that they are in Vrindavana, Vrindavana's son, Dhanasana, Ganesha, Dhanasana. In Dhanasala, they are waiting for leftover food from Vaikuntha. They are begin, other than they begin Vedaras. So Buddha tried to see the sex there in a incarnation. Buddha saw he had enough parami, one has enough parami to become the husband, wife has enough parami to become anatomy. But whether it is possible to teach commandment or not, Buddha again investigated it is impossible. Why? They are very, very old. They cannot accept the Dhamma Karani. Their faculties are under them very weak. So because of this, the Buddha do not teach any Dhamma. So they have not Bhavi to become Raha. Raha means when they are becoming yak. Yak means within 30 years. At that time, if they renounce the world and ordain as a bhikkhu and bhikkhuni, two together, not separately. What is body two together? Partner can become Raha. Wife can become Anagami. Maybe if they cannot ordain, then second is within 60 years. If they ordain, husband can become Anagami. Wife can become Sukadagami. They have passed. In the third age means maybe between 19 and 20. And then if they announce the one and ordain, then husband can become Sudhagami, wife can become Sudhagami. But now they are beyond these 3 ages, so nearly 100 years old. Because of this, the Buddha also does not teach. This is Adi-Tishya, we call Adi-Tishya, teaching of Buddha. They have less Adi-Tishya means not real teaching of Buddha, not definite teaching of Buddha. Teaching of Buddha means who has this existence is less existence for them. But this not definite. Pachima Pavika. Pachima is less, Pavika is existence. Who has less existence? This is not definite. Also undefinite. So because of this reason, Buddha also does not this. So there are two types. In the same way, when they are designing two children, in the same way, some may be because they saw two possibilities. If they break this heart in this life, they can become the heart. This is less existent for them. But if they don't practice diligently, they must continue. For one life or two or three lives. Yes. They can trace the understanding. Any question?
Sadhav, I spoke of a person I know who don't believe in the Abhidhamma. He said that it's possible to attain Nibbana without Paticca-samuppada, without knowing Paticca-samuppada.
Maybe, for example, I want to recite one sutta, for example, Janado habe kuhipasado aswana kriya wadami, no ajanado, no apasado. Kinsha bebe janado kin apasado aswana kriya wadami. Idan dukkanti bebe janado pasado aswana kriya wadami. Yang juga semua dia diberi perjalanan atau pasangan aswan yang dia hadi. Yang juga dia dari diberi perjalanan atau pasangan aswan yang dia hadi. Yang juga dia dari kami diberi berarti jalan atau pasangan aswan yang dia hadi. Karena dia hampir berpasangan aswan yang dia wadami, no acan atau no apa saja. Ini sebuah kata yang sikap saya juga. What is the meaning? The discussion of the text. The discussion of the text means to become Rahat only. When they begin Rahat, their Rahat path will destroy all defilements, all texts. Other than only the discussion of the text will appear. So the discussion of the text is for those who knows and sees. But it is not for those who does not know, has not seen. For those who sees what? For those who know what he has touched, the destruction of details comes about. The destruction of details comes about for those who sees for those the destruction of details comes about for those who know this is nowhere to observe. It is for one who knows and sees this is nowhere to of the origin of suffering. It is for one who knows and sees this is the novelty of the cessation of suffering. It is for one who knows and sees this is the novelty of the past, the novelty of the practice leading to the cessation of suffering. It is for one who knows that, it is for one who sees that the expression of the things comes out. In this way, Buddha talks. So to be the arahat or to be the sodabana sradharami nagami arahat, one must know and see who know the truth by direct knowledge. One who know the truth, second know the truth is the dependent origination, the origin of suffering. This is Buddha taught in the Chayana Sutta. Kedamincha Bhagavadabha Samudhyam Niya Sutta. Vidya Vishya Sankara Sankara Vishya Vinyala Vinyala Vishya Nama Rupa Sankara is this way to that talk. With it, ever and he concludes, this is the way to that smoothly and we are sitting in this way to that talk. This is one reason. The other places, especially Tanna, this is Smurya Vishya, this is a predominant Tanna only. Another case, all defilements are Smurya Vishya. In another case, all wholesome dhammas and unwholesome dhammas which produce new existence are smoothly seated. This is also not enough. So because of this reason, Buddha explained in the complete way and take out the mess of the Vijayavita, Singhara, Singhara, Vijayavita, Mujana, etc. So this is the very origination. So again, smoothly seated. With the understanding this Samudhya Sutta, one cannot believe and begin Sotapanna or Sradagami or Nagami or Ahat. One has the effect to practice dependent origination. One does the effect.
This is not me. I have faith in Abhidhamma. I have faith in the Shri Maga.
They are not afraid. They don't know how to practice.
They practice systematically. Both they have enough concentration. Secondly, they must present Adhima Vidyarali, both internally and externally. Then they then only they can present the very origination. If they just said, they cannot
present. This person, he's also very dangerous, you know, many suttas. So he gave a quote. He said, because of this, he says, Ananda say, the teacher Samapada, clear as clear. And then the Buddha say that, please do not say this, the teacher Samapada is a very deep and profound, not for the ordinary person.
No, for ordinary person, Buddha never say. Buddha never say in this way, I only recite this so that. It has a Nanda, Iwamiyam bhajata na gulga dada gula danika dada mongya bhagya bhuga abhaya dhaka devuni bada nirya nati vodati. In this way Buddha talks.
Not only think they are get caught in samsara. This is the way.
Hey, Buddha never thinks this is not the domain of other. Buddha never say like that. They misunderstood or misinterpretation or mistranslation only. Buddha, Nandu Buddha of the Veda means, Nandu Buddha is with a penetrating new Buddha Nana. Abdi Veda means with a penetrating Abdi Veda Nana. Abdi Veda Nana. What is new Buddha Nana? New Buddha Nana is Nama Rupa Vrikita Nana, Nidhisha Vrika Nana. You find it? Mentality, Madhirati knowledge. Discerning, the cause of mentality, Madhirati knowledge, these two knowledge only. So this is the Buddha. But in a way that means a higher consciousness switch on onto the second switch. This is a pretty way that. So without penetrating by a new water, jnana, without penetrating by pretty way that jnana, they cannot escape from the Rāna or Rīpa. In this way only Buddha teach. No, this is in the domain of the center. This is my domain. In this the Buddha never talks like that. But here, in this case, defining mentality, materiality, knowledge, based avijja. There are 12 patterns. Avijja, Sankhara, Vijnana, Namaru, Vatsala, Nyakasa, Urenamana, Ubarana, Bodhya, Dhyana, Marana. So they must understand this. What is avijja, what is Sankhara, what is Vijnana, Namaru, Vatsala, all he must face up. By way of Karikara, Sankhara, manifestation. In Pradhinya, this is defining knowledge, defining mentality, bodily knowledge. Again, they must try to decide. Because of the avijja, Sankhara formations rise. Because of Sankhara, Vijnana rise. In this way, the relationship between cause and effect, they must also try to understand. This is defining mentality, defining of causes. Or discerning causes of mentality and materiality. These two knowledges are called new order. Again, they must try to contemplate these 12 patterns as a nature of the other. For inclusive knowledge, this is called Padivita Jnana. So, with opinion finding new order Jnana, with opinion finding Padivita Jnana, and Padivita Jnana, one cannot escape from the Lord of Rīpa. In this way, only Buddha talks. No, he did not say this is the domain of Buddha. But Buddha understands very deeply this truth. Sāvaka, Sāvadai, and Kumasi, in DJ explains there are four reasons. Why the divine origination is the dominant factor for Panarīva Ananda. When the Buddha and Panarīva Ananda, they are dwelling at Kuru, near Devi. Kuru, at the day they then, Panarīva Ananda, or discern divine origination four ways. Vaita, Vita, Sankara, Sankara, Vita, Vinyana, this is four order. Then he, because of the idea of Jarambrana, Jati, because of Jati, Jarambrana, this is a reverse order also to practice. From the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, from the middle to both ends, from both ends to the middle. In this way, four ways he practices divine origination. After emerging conscious, for the body fruition attainment, other than only to practice this divine origination four ways. Other than divine origination is very clear to his mind. Because of this reason, even when he attained to the Buddha, he asked this question. Although the divine origination is very deep and profound, but it is very easy for me in this way, he asked, he informed to the Buddha. Buddha, other than Buddha, did not consider that very deep. Because of this reason, without penetrating by Nubodha Jnana, without penetrating by Buddha Jnana, this divine origination, they cannot escape from the Rāna or Rīpa, etc. In this way, Buddha is very deep. Mahānirāna Sūtra. When the Panarīva Ananda, his divine origination is predominant, from which he explains four ways. Number one reason is Pohubha Nisya Sampati. He has previous karma from the time of Dumbhodra Buddha. Hundreds from St. Aeos go, and that he began this parami. This is one reason. Another is Tethavasa. Tethavasa, Tetha means foot. From Madras Sipo, you can cross to Sri Lanka. From Sri Lanka Sipo, you can cross to Madras. In the same way, if you want to go to Nibbana, the other shore, from this Sipo, you must cross. These Sipos are called Tetha. That Buddha is best Sipo. Second one is Venerable Sariputta, Venerable Mahamogana, best Sipo. The other Mahasavagas, they are great Savagas. friend is advised, they are bad sea books. So he always against these sea books. We are everywhere. This is another reason. When attending these sea books, he always asks many questions, many Dhamma questions. Because of this reason, everything is clear to his mind. If Buddha or any other Mahatmaya says one time, he remembers, never forget. So his memory is very good. His computer head is very powerful. Very powerful. So he memorizes everything. This is one reason. Another reason is Sotapanna. He became Sotapanna. Another reason is Buddha, Bhogasutta. Bhogasutta is both Jnani knowledge and Prajna knowledge both. Kriyaji Bhogasutta, Padiveda Bhogasutta. This version is this defining knowledge of mentality, materiality, and discerning knowledge of Bhagavad. So these two knowledges are also very powerful in him. Another is the Sotapanna. Sotapanna nature nama vichyakara udhanagava hongva upathati. One person becomes Sotapanna if he is real Sotapanna. Vichyakara, divine origination is very predominant to him. This is nations in Bhumasam. Bhumasutta, Bhumasutta means two knowledges. If we get real Bhumasutta knowledge, understanding, Sutta, learning knowledge, practical knowledge, their divine origination is also very clear to him. Maybe Bhumasutta explains with one simile. Simile is in a narrow, dark room, in the night time. If you lift one lamp, you can see everything in the room. In the same way, Bhumasutta persons can see everything very recognition. And this way it is explained. So now the domain of Buddha.
I noticed that in Anapanasati Sutras, as Buddha explained 16 steps in how to develop Anapanasati.
Please practice anabana from anabana to abdu sodabana stage, you will understand this 16 stages. They are maybe the remaining three stages are upasana. First ketoga. First ketoga is anabana abdu postana. Second ketoga is vena nubasana. First ketoga is chetan nubasana. Fourth ketoga is tamadu basana. Yidamanubhasana, nechanubhasana, what is necha? And nechani, nechakhanda, five aggregate only. If you get desan, five aggregates, all are finished, sorry. And then you must continue to desan, they are causes, and then you must contemplate them as necha, dukkha, nanda. While contemplating them in this way, so that you may emphasize burana, this is burana nubhasana. So that you may emphasize consciousness, this is chitanubhasana. So that you may emphasize tamas, this is tamanubhasana. So that you may emphasize rupa, this is ayanubhasana. In this way, four nubhasanas will go together and rupa and koshangani.
Mandi, excuse me. Some people ask start by practicing meditation from the paticca-samuppada. Is it possible? Some people would like to practice meditation starting from the paticca-samuppada. Is it possible?
If they have enough concentration and if they can understand nama-rupa, it is possible. But if they have no concentration, no light of wisdom, it is impossible. Light of wisdom is very important because they must penetrate past light, chitta light. Without light of wisdom, they cannot penetrate past light and chitta light. So without understanding nama-rupa, they cannot discern avijja. What is avijja? Avijja 24, 20 mental formations, body to cognitive process, what are 20? If you do not understand, how will you discern avijja? That is very good. 30 minutes, 10-20 minutes later, we must go to Singapore. Any question? No? Okay, let us see.
Namo Buddhaya.